Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Now it's time for the next edition of our 16 at 16 feature, in which we've been chatting to 16 different 16-year-olds about their passions and hopes and dreams for the future. And today we've got a 16-year-old who is mad about art. Her name is Ilene Janssen van Rensburg, and she's a member of the Mocha Art Club, which is a program run by the Zeitzmocha Museum to bring together young Cape Tonians from many different diverse backgrounds who share a love of art and of making art and of talking about and thinking about art. And a little bit later on, we will chat to one of the museum's own team about their Youth Month activities. But first, let's say welcome to Ilene. It's so lovely to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Tell us a bit more about yourself.
So obviously I'm 16. Yeah. I do a lot of things. I've got lots of hobbies that include writing, art, obviously, yeah. Baking, knitting. I'm a bit of a grandma in that sense. I have a lovely younger brother, Alex. He is probably gaming right now, as he loves to do, and my brilliant parents, which have driven me here today.
Thank you, parents, for bringing her. We really appreciate it. And I believe, quite interesting, you are not just homeschooled now, but you have been since early primary school days. Is that correct?
Yes, I have. Since the end of grade 3, so beginning grade 4, I started homeschool.
And tell us a little bit about that. I mean, for somebody who's never been through the homeschooling environment, it's a bit of a sort of an unknown entity. What's your day like? What do you enjoy about homeschooling?
Okay, so currently my personal day is very, very slow. I'm focusing more on the book I've written and trying to get that out into the world and find a publisher, specifically a literary agent, which will convince a publisher to publish my work in a very simplified form. Yeah.
The book I've written, she says casually. 16 years old and she's written a book. What's the book about?
Superheroes in very simplified words. Okay. Yes, so these are five girls who are absolutely nothing alike, literally from all corners of the world, and they all go to the same school, which sorry.
No, it's fine.
And then their teacher, who is turned out. Sorry.
No worries. It's a very nerve-wracking experience to be sitting in front of a microphone and then have someone say, please just summarize your entire book for us. So a superhero story with young women at the center.
Yes.
And is it aimed at a sort of a teenage reader, a young adult reader, younger than that?
I'm more aiming to be young. Sorry, teenagers, about 14, somewhere around there.
Okay, so if anybody listening has the links to the agent who knows how to propel a book like that into the public space, please make contact with us and we'll connect you. I mean, Ilene, this is, I know, one of the beauties of homeschooling in that it doesn't have the rigidity of a daily timetable and classes, and you will be doing Afrikaans between 9 and 10 on a Monday, and you will be doing science on, you know, Thursdays at 3. You get the space to explore your own interests and passions in slightly more scattered ways. Given the variety of your passions, it sounds like it really suits your way of learning and being interested in lots of things.
Definitely. That's the reason. My parents allowing me to be homeschooled and giving me that opportunity has given me the time to spend hours of my day, if not a full day, every day working on my book. So without them, if I was in mainstream school, I would not have been able to do the things I've been able to do.
She's also, by the way, learning French and Korean on the side, just among the many other things she's doing on her own. But the reason we wanted to talk to you today is particularly this passion for art. Ilene, where did it start in your early days? Have you been the child who was reaching for a paintbrush or sticking your fingers into clay when you could hardly walk?
Yes, but not quite clay or a paintbrush. Mm-hmm. So this is a story my parents have told me many times, is I loved sticking paper, like white printer paper, on other white printer paper with print, like we would sit there for hours and do that.
Yeah, so paper mosaics is where it began,
I suppose.
And now, I mean, the one thing that critics of homeschooling point to is, but what will they do to meet other young people? Now, you've got a wonderful opportunity in the Mocha Art Club that you get brought together with other artists from all over Cape Town to talk about art, to make art together. What does that experience mean to you?
Everything. This is quite personal, but when I did the application, I only had 3 days before that I found out about the program. Yeah. So minutes before the deadline, I was in tears. I nearly had a breakdown. Oh, I did. when I wrote my intention letter, and it was it was a whirlwind. And when I found out that I was in the program, I was also in tears. It's a very huge opportunity for me. And
so what kind of things do you talk about and do together when you go to club?
Well, we talk about the different artists at the museum, and we go to their exhibits, and we'll talk about what the artist had in mind with it and what we think about it. Then we'll usually go back down to the classroom and make something in response to it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so envious of you because I feel like I lack the lexicon for that. I never had that sort of art education, so I go to the museum and I'm in awe of the space and I'm in awe of the works, but I feel always like I don't really understand this. I always feel a bit dwarf.
It's so, a skill, you learn it. I don't
know
either.
It's wonderful that you're having that opportunity to learn that. On a wider scale beyond the art, I mean, you have this opportunity to engage with other teenagers from very different backgrounds. Tell us a little bit about the feeling in the room. Are you, in general, as a group, optimistic about the future? Are you worried about the future? Are you feeling like you might not have a future in South Africa? I'm sure it's going to be different for every person, but tell us a little bit about that sense of the future that you're looking towards.
So I haven't gotten to know each of them very deeply, so I can't answer on their behalf, but for me personally, it's a very, as we get to know each other and we go through the program, we're all getting more comfortable. In the very first program, the orientation, we were all completely quiet, very, very nervous. We were speaking in hushed tones to each other, and only when we had to. So now we, the latest one, we were dancing a little bit and singing along with the song. So we've gotten closer in that way. I would say that it's quite optimistic as a group because we're all here for art and,
Okay, that's great to hear. So, I mean, you sound like somebody with many different talents and interests. You're writing a book, you're making art, you're learning foreign languages.
Thank you.
What's your dream for the future? Is one of those things the big dream, or is there something else entirely that you imagine?
Well, I firstly would love to become an author.
Yep.
But my idea is also to become a scriptwriter on the side and do them both, because script writing is sort of contract work.
Yeah.
So it's on and off. You don't always have a job. And being an author, it takes many years before you get the rewards of it. So if I can do them both, I think that would be a sustainable and enjoyable process for me.
Sounds like a very sensible approach. So thinking of what's going to pay the bills, but also allow you to follow the big dream. So if I was to say to you 10 years from now, if I was speaking to 26-year-old Ilene, what's the vision? Where do you hope to be?
Perhaps overseas. I would hope that my book, as I've got many books out in the series, and perhaps even start some other standalones. And ideally, this is kind of what got me into the book, is to have it be adapted into film or TV at some point.
Okay, so start thinking about who are going to play the five superhero women, please.
I already have ideas.
Okay, give us one or two hints.
So Beatrix Martinez, she's one of the main characters. I think she should be played by Zendaya.
Oh, amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
When she's done with Dune.
Yes, of course, but she'll squeeze it in on the side.
I love it. I love the optimism and I love the focused intentionality of your dreaming. Ilene, I hope it comes true. I hope I get to have that conversation
with you
in 10 years' time about your books being turned into movies starring Zendaya. So I look forward to that conversation and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to come.
Now, sitting next to Ilene is somebody I want to bring into the conversation for a bit of a bigger view of what's going on at the Zeitsmoker this Youth Month, because also with us today is Talia Naika, who is the education manager of the museum and the program coordinator for its Matric workshop. I'm not entirely sure that all of our listeners realize how much work goes on behind the scenes at this museum to make sure that it is accessible and that the youth are brought into that, not only to look at the exhibits, but to learn from and, as Ilene has described, engage with them. Talia, thanks for coming along. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Pippa. It's a pleasure to be here.
Before we talk about the event that's happening this Friday in the Matric Workshop, do you want to just briefly give us an overview? You've got a Centre for Art Education that is all about bringing young people into the museum. Can you give us a brief overview of what you do?
Absolutely. So LNA is just in one of the many programs we run at the Centre for Art Education. And for those of you who haven't had a chance to visit Zeitsmoker yet, maybe you haven't been to the basement floor in -1 at the bowl of the museum. And down there we have a Centre for Art Education where we run tours with the museum programming, we run workshops, and we run so many other programs to try and bring the art in the exhibitions to life, to really help people understand what it's about, how can I get into it, but also to celebrate a love of making. That's really the fundamental core of what we do.
And I mean, some amazing opportunities for young people to be involved, starting with the art club we've just been speaking about. But let's talk about your matric workshop, which just opened this past weekend. Grade 12 art students from all over Cape Town have their work on display at the Zites. Tell us how it all happened.
So this is the second year of the project. We ran the pilot version last year in 2022. And what it started out with is an idea of bringing matric learners from all over the Western Cape to come and look at one of our exhibitions in more detail and actually learn about art in a very practical and functional way. In the curriculum, we have a lot of photocopies or photos of artwork, but we don't engage with it in person. We don't see it. We don't see the making. And really, we wanted to have a space where we show our matrics. This is the art you learn about at school. Here it is in person in our museum. But actually, you are also the next generation of artists. We want you to be part of the space. We want you to make a work that gets featured in our building, in our space where the public can come and see the ideas you are interested in and the things you want to express about the world.
You know, you've just reminded me, and I've got goosebumps at the memory. Talia, I was not a gifted art student. That's the understatement of the year. But I do have a very visceral memory of the first time I saw a work of art on the wall of a museum that was the actual painting I'd been looking at in my school textbook. And I got chills down my spine to recognize it and see it. So what an opportunity for these matrics. So they came in, they engaged with your, at the time, artist in resident, Ikshan Adams, with his work. I understand he was really instrumental in this year's program. And then they went away to respond to it and make their own art. And those are the pieces that can now be viewed. Is that correct?
Yes. So maybe I can talk about that in a little bit more detail. So how each workshop starts is a four-day intense workshop over the March or April school holidays. So we ask these learners to come in their most intense year to spend some time with us in the museum. And we go through the exhibitions. We go through what it means to be an artist. We look at other references to other artists they may or may not know about. And it's a lot of thinking about what it is to be an artist in the world around us. What does it mean to be a contemporary artist? Mm. So those 4 days are very intensive, full-day programs. And then at the end of the fourth day, where most of them think, phew, you know, thank goodness that's finally done, then we tell them, no, the work has just started. Now you have to make your own work in response to the ideas we've been thinking about, and we usually give them a brief. So this year for 2023, the brief was to create an artwork in response to materiality. Now, for those of you who may not know, materiality means that your concept comes from the very material and objects you use to make the artwork. So instead of saying, I want to paint the Mona Lisa, I want to paint a picture of someone we know, I want to make something where I think about the very substance, the paint, the canvas. Mm. And instead of using your more traditional art materials, use things that are from the world around us. Things like
paper and print.
Exactly, paper and print, like Elena so lovely mentioned. That was a material that was very important for a lot of our matrics this year because they are in school.
Yeah.
Things like bin bags, things like plastic bread clips of all the most mundane objects we tend to forget about. And they made these amazing artworks that speak to bigger concepts and actually much bigger and broader social issues in the world around us.
Incredible. And for those students to have the opportunity to be part of this program and then to know that their work is on display at the end of it, amazing. Before we run out of time, Talia, the matric workshop is not the only reason to go and visit the Zites Mocha this month of June. You've got a very important symposium happening on Friday, haven't you?
Yes, we do. So in celebration of this matric program, we have decided to run a Youth Day panel discussion. And since this is the second year of the project, we have invited matrics from last year's group in 2022 to have a conversation with our matrics this year alongside the facilitators to speak about why it is so fundamentally important to have spaces like this for our young people to express themselves and actually be taken seriously. This is not a school project. This is not something that they are handing in towards an exam or marking. This is a space for them to use their voice and really start to have agency in the world around them. So please join us on Friday for that panel discussion. It'll be taking place at 12:30 at Zites Mocha. And we will also be having other programming around the workshop that day. So please come join us to be part of that conversation.
And for more information, just look for the Zeitzmoker website, which is very easy to find. It's Zeitzmoker.museum, spelled M-O-C-A-A, Museum of Contemporary Art Africa. M-O-C-A-A.museum, Zeitzmoker.museum, for more information. Do remember, if you've not yet been, wake up and get yourself there. You've got to experience the space alone, never mind the art on the walls, to see what that building is about is an extraordinary experience. And please also remember that on Wednesdays between 10 and 1, it is free to enter for anybody from the continent of Africa. You do need to take along your ID book or passport, but you can get in for free on Wednesday. As I'll be happy to tell you, a whole bunch of UCT students, including my daughter, did this morning, Talia. So thank you for keeping that free access open to all South Africans, and indeed all Africans. And also all the details on ticketing and how to sign up as an annual member are easily available on that website. We wish the new class of the Matric Workshop, Talia, and all the best. Talia, please, I hope you have a wonderful day with them on Friday. And Ilene, thank you so much for sharing a bit of your exposure to this wonderful program with us. The best to you.
Thank you.
And I hope next time we're chatting, it's as the author of a published book.
I'm looking forward to it.
Talia Naika and Ilene Janssen van Rensburg, thank you so much for joining us.